Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's Monday, meaning that means one thing. Fabrizio Romano joins Que Golazo as we discuss Man City, Kevin De Bruyne, Raheem Sterling. Talks Frank Kessié from AC Milan. What's the latest on him? Jose Mourinho as well. Is there a break in his contract? Can anything happen with the Portugal manager? And we have so much more from all over Europe with Fabrizio Romano. Que Golazo begins right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Que Golazo. Another fantastic episode coming up. And it's Monday, which only means one thing. Fabrizio Romano. Fabrizio, how are you, my friend?
Hello, my friend. I'm fine. Thank you. Happy to see you and our listeners on Que Golazo.
You know, Fabrizio, I feel like you would have been a little bit more excited because guess what, everybody? I mean, this is the first time I'm talking to my friend Fab about it. We have Serie A, Fabrizio, fantastic. For next fantastic. Season. How do you feel about that, huh?
Fantastic news. Just because what I want to say to our friends and who's following us is that we have the best Serie A in the best period, really, because we had 9 difficult years, always with Juventus leading. We are happy for Juventus, obviously, but imagine 9 years with the same club winning the league. So sometimes it was a little boring, but now everything is different. We have Inter leading the race. We have AC Milan fighting. We have Juventus, obviously, always fighting to win, and Roma, Napoli, a lot of clubs always involved. Look at Atalanta with the project. So it's a fantastic Serie A and it's a fantastic news for CBS Sports. We'll be together talking about the Serie A and many champions and young talents with the Italian national team always playing. So we'll have a lot of big things coming up together on CBS. And so happy really with Serie A.
Absolutely. For those of you that follow me on Instagram, you see that, you know, we're all nostalgic about the 90s Serie A. That's when it was like so amazing, like phenomenal. Gabriel Batistuta, George Weah, etc. And like Fabrizio said, Serie A now, I feel it's coming back to that. To that sort of like star-studded, but also really entertaining. And, you know, I really commend Serie A, to be quite honest, because it's happened during coronavirus, you know, a time when many clubs have struggled. Obviously, Atalanta coming from a town that really struggled, of course. So it's so amazing. So we're so happy to be the platform, the network, the brand that gives you Serie A. And Fabrizio, of course, will be part of our family for now, the future, and so much more. So excited. Absolutely amazing. All right. Okay, let's get with the show for today. Fabrizio Romano, let me ask you something. Let's begin with Man City. Kevin De Bruyne, Raheem Sterling, other stars, obviously ongoing discussions. How is that going with Man City and their very important players?
Yeah, it's really positive feelings around Manchester City talking about contracts. Obviously, they started with Guardiola, so rebuilding with Pep Guardiola as a manager. Now they're working also on the situation of the contract, and we know with Kevin De Bruyne, we're talking about many months about it because the agreement is really close. They are discussing about details, but Manchester City are convinced that in the coming weeks, everything will be sorted and Kevin De Bruyne will sign his new contract. But they say 100% is not moving in the summer. So also if big clubs will arrive, Kevin De Bruyne will stay and they're working on his contract. And then the next step will be with Raheem Sterling, another player with a 2 years contract with Manchester City. So they need to discuss with the player and with the agent to talk about money, obviously, but also about the project of Manchester City. So they're going to start immediately after Kevin De Bruyne, and they're planning with the 2 stars staying at Manchester City. So what we said also with Mahrez, they're planning with the same team, but they will build something important also on the market. So let's see what happens during the summer, but now they're planning with new contracts, and after De Bruyne will be time for Raheem Sterling.
So rosy for Manchester City. I wish I was a Man City fan, Fabrizio. Sometimes it's so nice, isn't it? All right, well, let's go from the blue side of Manchester to the red side of Manchester, because obviously we know that David De Gea is the number one goalkeeper for that club. But then obviously Dean Henderson as well has been doing really well in European competition and other tournaments. But Sergio Romero, the Argentinian goalkeeper, Fabrizio, who's been a servant, a loyal servant, for Manchester United is looking elsewhere, perhaps. What's the latest on him?
Yes, because his contract is expiring in some months and he's not extending his contract with Manchester United. So, as you said, he's leaving the club, he's Spanish, and he's looking for some proposal in Europe, but not just in Europe, because in South America, Boca Juniors are really trying to convince him, as they did with Marcos Rojo in January. So they're trying to do basically the same thing. So convincing the player, find the agreement on the contract and sign him as a free agent. Let's see, because Sergio Romero, as I said, has many proposals. So we need to wait some weeks. He wants to look at many clubs and many opportunities and then decide for his next step, next club. But for sure, as you said, he did an amazing work when he was called up with Manchester United. He's always been so serious, and that's why he wants to take his time and then decide about his next path. But keep an eye on Boca Juniors, because they want to plan with him as next goalkeeper, and let's see if they can find agreement.
Interesting indeed, of course. All right, let's stay in the Premier League here. Fabrizio, Liverpool. Liverpool obviously looking to the future as much as the present. What's the latest with that club and anybody that's interested coming their way?
Yes, the last news today was about Konaté, the centre-back of Leipzig. Talking with people in football, someone is saying that Konaté is the same level, if not better, of Upamecano. So we're talking about really a good defender. We know him, obviously, in the Champions League, but really his potential is something really interesting. The only thing is about some injuries, and we know Liverpool have some problems with it, with centre-backs in particular, but they are working to sign him, so it's true, they are negotiating. At the moment, there is still nothing signed or nothing done. He's in the list as an opportunity, as one of the centre-backs appreciated by Liverpool, but Leipzig want 40 million euros. This is a release clause of the player, so they are not going to make any discount for Konaté. They want 40 million euros or nothing. The player is asking for a 5-year contract, so Liverpool are negotiating with the player, and let's see then if they will decide to pay 40 million euros to Leipzig. Talking about Liverpool, we know that they are also looking at the situation of midfielders, because Gianni Wijnaldum probably will leave the club. At the moment, there is no agreement to extend his contract, so let's see what happens with Wijnaldum in the coming weeks. But they are looking at midfielders. From Italy, we have some rumors about Aaron Ramsey rejoining Premier League, in this case with Liverpool, but I'm told that is not true. So Liverpool have not Aaron Ramsey in their radar. They are looking for something different, like a young midfielder with something different also as characteristics. So they want some different skills in the midfield, and Ramsey is not part of the plans of Liverpool at the moment.
All right, so keeping tabs on that one, as Wijnaldum, as you said, might be obviously on his way out. All right, let's stay in the Premier League, actually, because, Fab, a lot has been talked about Jose Mourinho, right, and Tottenham. And obviously, they got that good win against Aston Villa, but, you know, they're not in any European competition
and
anymore.
And you're not so happy about it.
Yeah, I want to move on that one. Let's not talk. Terrible performance from Villa. But well done, Tottenham. I'm happy for you, he says sarcastically. But Tottenham, you know, have big goals. They had big goals when Mourinho entered. They want Champions League football. Right now, that's not looking like the case, despite what Mourinho might be hoping for. What's the latest on his contract and everything that happens if, you know, these objectives are not met?
Yes, what we have to clarify is that at the moment, Tottenham are still backing Jose Mourinho, are letting him work. So it's up to Jose Mourinho to turn around the situation after the terrible match in Europa League. So they need to fix the situation, and Mourinho is working with Tottenham board. They are working together, but obviously they're expecting something different. So it's up to Mourinho. What we can add is that there is no break clause in the contract of Jose Mourinho with Tottenham. So if one day they want to sack him, they have to pay him till the last day of his contract. So that's the agreement between Mourinho and Tottenham. Obviously, it means that he needs to find another club if they want to change the situation. But let's see. At the moment, they are with Mourinho. They are still backing Jose Mourinho. As I said, it's up to him. So they need to fix the situation. They need to change also something on the pitch. As you said, with Aston Villa, they were so good, but they are expecting something different also in the last message of the season, because after the Europa League disaster, they need to change. And let's see what happens with Mourinho. But there is no break clause in his contract.
All right. Well, somebody that is still with Tottenham, but on loan from Real Madrid, is Gareth Bale. There were talks, you know, he was talking during the international window in the press conference with Wales, and he was asked about, and for him, he was like, I'm going back to Real Madrid. I don't know what everybody else is thinking, but I'm going back to Spain. What's the latest on that?
I think he's been so honest. A lot of people are always with criticism with Gareth Bale, we know, with golf and many other things in the last years, but this time he's been really honest. His contract says that it's a simple loan with no buy option, so he's coming back to Real Madrid if Tottenham will decide like this. So at the moment, Tottenham are not open at any negotiation with Real Madrid to extend the loan or to change something with Gareth Bale. They are not so happy with him. They expect something different also from Gareth Bale. Okay, he showed something, okay, some of his skills, but he's not the best person of Gareth Bale as we know him. So if Gareth Bale will turn down the situation in the next weeks, let's see. But at the moment, he's coming back at Real Madrid. And I'm not convinced that he's staying at Real Madrid, because if Zidane will be the manager, Gareth Bale have to look for another club. So let's see what happens in the summer. Obviously, we are still in March. It's early, but let's see what happens, because Gareth Bale could be one of the names again of the transfer window.
Yeah, and you're quite right. He was just saying what it says in his contract. Look, I'm here, but I'm meant to be going back to Madrid. Why would he want to, like, you know, annoy his actual employer? It's silly. All right. We're going to take a quick break, everybody. When we come back, there's plenty more, including Frank Kessie, because I am a fan. Fabrizio is a fan. We're all fans. I want to know what the latest is on him. All right, so stay right here. Que golazo with Fabrizio Romano. We'll be right back.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Welcome back, everybody, to Que Golazo this Monday with Fabrizio Romano. Fab, I want to ask you, because we've just been talking about Real Madrid for a second. David Alaba, what's going on? Because obviously Real Madrid, showing interest. I think we thought, you know, Alaba, that makes sense, I guess, you know, heading to Madrid. But there are people interested, of course. What's the latest on that?
We can say what we always said here on Que Golazo and here on CBS Sports, despite rumors from other countries saying that Paris Saint-Germain and Chelsea and Barcelona were trying. And it's true, because they were trying to convince David Alaba, but Real Madrid are leading the race. They have a verbal agreement with David Alaba. The priority of David Alaba is to play for Real Madrid. His dream is playing for Real Madrid. So that's why the situation is Real Madrid are leading the race, but they need to sign the contract. They need to fix everything with David Alaba. They need to complete the agreement that will be for 4 seasons, so till 2025. Let's see what happens in the coming days, but for sure Real Madrid are optimistic. They want David Alaba. They need to complete something like details. But remember, details with free agent are so important, because in the last minute, everything can change. That's why Barcelona people and Paris Saint-Germain people and Chelsea people are calling his agent. But at the moment, Real Madrid are still leading the race and David Alaba is getting closer.
All right. Okay. So that's good. That settles it. And like Fab said, we've always said that over here. So make sure that you stay with us with the latest news on that. All right. I wanted to talk about Frank Kessie. Fabrizio, the Ivory Coast international, AC Milan, he is so good. Everybody thinks so highly of him. Obviously, AC Milan thinks so too. What's the latest on him?
He's just a year of contract, so it's a problem at the moment for AC Milan. They need to extend the contract of Frank Kessie. Imagine they are living a not easy situation with Donnarumma and Çalhanoğlu, because their contract is going to expire in some months, and at the moment it's not signed anything for new contracts for them. And in one more season, that will be the same situation for Frank Kessie. That's why last week, AC Milan board with Paolo Maldini had a meeting with the agent of Frank Kessie. They are offering him a new contract. As you said, he's been one of the best players, not just of AC Milan, but of the World Serie A this season. Fantastic midfielder, scoring goals, fantastic penalty kicker. So really, what a player, also leader in the AC Milan dressing room. They call him the president in the dressing room of AC Milan. So imagine how powerful he is in this club. But they need to find an agreement. At the moment, the agreement is not complete yet. They are talking. Let's see what happens in the coming weeks. And remember that Premier League is always something attractive for Kessie. Antonio Conte wanted him when he was Chelsea manager. He was trying to sign Kessie. And let's see what happens in the future. But AC Milan are doing their best to keep their midfielder.
Il presidente. I love it. I love it. All right. Let's finish off here with Douglas Costa. He's back and forth, right? Bayern Munich, Juventus. What's the latest on that?
Yes, he's a good player. I'm always sorry when I talk about him because injuries are destroying this player. Really, he's amazing, but he's always injured. And that's why Bayern Munich have decided to let him go back to Juventus at the end of the season. This was a simple loan from Juventus with no buy option. And that's why Bayern Munich are not going to negotiate with Juventus to sign the player. So he's coming back. We have rumors about Gremio here in Italy, but it's nothing advanced. At the moment, Douglas Costa wants to come back at Juventus and then decide about his future. Juventus are not planning with him. So one of the names this summer will be, again, Douglas Costa. But I think he needs to find another solution to play. He needs to play, really. It's not about big clubs or top countries. It's about playing game time because injuries are creating problems to a fantastic player like Douglas Costa.
Yeah, he needs minutes. That's really the main thing. Absolutely right. Well, that's it. That's our Monday show with Fabrizio Romano. Make sure that you follow him on Twitter and Instagram, Fabrizio Romano. Read everything that you just heard as well on CBS Sports. You can see him everywhere as well on our website. And of course, all his content, including his Here We Go podcast. So listen to this one and then listen to that one. Or do it the other way around. But just listen to both of them. Okay. All right. Fabrizio, thank you so much. Grazie.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Always a big pleasure. And see you soon on CBS Sports and on Che Golazo. And with Serie A too. Soon, we are coming.
Hey, everybody. I want to thank Fabrizio Romano for joining me today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Che Golazo Pod, and send us a question or a comment. If you send it to us ahead of time, we can maybe ask it and answer it in the show. We have so much more coming during the week, so make sure that you tweet us. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. We are on YouTube, youtube.com/Che Golazo, and so much more. Have a great beginning to your week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.